We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Hey! Hey, what's going on, Paul? Playoff P! What's up, Pandemic P? PG-13, yeah, man, welcome! Yeah, welcome to the resort, man. No. Joel and Ben, they've been here for a minute. They've been here for about a week. Oh, yeah? Yeah. No, I'm not going to get on you, man. You did your thing. You failed again, but you did your thing. You know what I mean? You did just enough. I'm not going to bag on you, baby. Yeah, go ahead. Pull up a chair, man. Yeah, the cabanas. The girl will be around in a minute. You can reserve yourself a little cabana. Reggie! What's going on, Reggie? Reg? Yo, the drinks on you, man. You made some money. You made some money in these playoffs. Yeah, man. Yeah, no. Listen, no, you deserve it, man. I've seen you get emotional, man. That touched my heart. But yeah, man, no. It's vacation time. You go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the girl be right with the bottle service. They got a little special on Don Julio. Yeah. Yeah, man. No, it's all you, though. It's all you. Big money now. You big money. Okay. Oh, the Morris twins. Both y'all out here. Hey, man. Don't be pulling on that funny twin shit, okay? All right, none of that funny twin shit. All right.
What the fuck is he doing here?
What the fuck is it?
Get him out of here!
What's going on? What?
No.
How do you get in here?
No, security. Pat Beverly is here. Pat Bev is here. Yes, the homeless looking fucking dude. Yes, him. He's get his ass out of here. No. Pat, we ain't playing that shit here. We're not doing that shit here, Pat. Get the fuck out of here, Pat. You are some nut shit, Pat. How you gonna be at the beach with black Air Forces? Huh? How you on the beach with black ones on? Come on, man, you at the pool. How you got socks on at the pool, man? You wild, baby. You wild, you gross. You're fucking gross, dude. Get out of here. No. Go down to that bootleg resort down the road. No. You ain't fucking to get, yes, security. I don't care. Get physical with his ass. Yes. Get hem his ass up. He's dangerous. Get his ass on out of here. PG, listen, I'm going to be with you in a second, baby. Get the bottles going. I'm going to do hangover time real quick. Yeah, that's my show. We bagged on you a little bit, but we've been easy on you. You've been balling. You've been balling. So I'm going to go do my show. I'm going to be back with you in a minute, baby. Okay? Security, get his ass out of here. How you got a backpack on at the pool, you fucking weirdo. Oh my God. Anyway. All right, guys. It's Alphonse Sidney, aka Alf954, your host of the Miami Heat Beat post-game show, Hangover Time. Bring me out, Brass. It was a lot of fun welcoming the Clippers to the resort. Like you guys heard, Pat Beverly is out of pocket as always. So we had to kick his ass out. Dude had a backpack with Timberlands in it at the pool. That's just weird, bro. You just saw some nut shit. Brass, let's find out what everybody's drinking tonight.
Hey,
the tone of Whiplash gets me every time. It's like we're playing a level of Mario Kart, and then all of a sudden I need to wear, you know, I need to tuck in my shirt.
It's a smoking jacket music is what it is. Schmeath and Schmonick says, Pat Bev looks like he shows up at the beach with a plate of spaghetti. Pat Bev, he comes to the beach with Tupperware from home.
Y'all want ribs? Y'all want ribs?
Like food, like whole, like just
got the hot sauce,
rice and beans. Just bro, Patrick Beverly is a menace to society.
He's upset he has to pay for parking every time he goes to the beach. He just thinks that it's not right.
Yeah, Pat Bev is like the only one who didn't pay for the all inclusive package. He's like, nah, baby, I'm gonna do my shit a la carte.
Y'all ain't he got totally no Boone. Smuggles in. A
y'all got Boone's Farm the at the bar? Y'all got Boone's Farm? No, I don't want no all inclusive package. I'll bring my own shit. Anyway, speaking of Boone's Farm, what you drinking tonight, Moose?
I knew it was coming this way. Come on, man. You already know. It may not be the weekend, but we're going to drink like it is. So I got my monkey shoulder here. I got my shot right here. I'm going to hit you one time with a drip drop. Ooh.
Yo, Ace 10195 has a really good point. I said Pat Bev brings Tupperware to the beach. Ace says, no, he brings a country crock bucket. Mm-hmm, and that yes. is spot on.
Dead on. Yes.
Spot on. Brass, what do you got cooking up tonight?
I made something with your kind of island vibe. I made something called a Queen's Park Swizzle, which is like a dark Jamaican rum. Lime juice, some Demerara syrup, and just some muddled mint. It's like a fancier mojito. It's really good.
Pat Bev sounds wants to know good. Why you ain't got no Mad Dog 2020 in that bitch. gee, what are you drinking tonight?
Listen, screwdriver, because that game was so bad that I felt screwed.
Thank so, you.
Little OJ, little Tito, shout out to Tiff.
You are right. Okay, let's start there. I do want to get
screwed, G.
I do, yeah. Well, first time for everything.
First time, long time.
Let's talk about how fucking bad this game was, and we won't spend too much time on it because talking about how bad a game was is not that fucking entertaining. But holy shit! Like to watch the Hawks, like to watch the Middleton versus John Collins battle in the Eastern Conference Finals, like shoot me in the fucking face, Moose. Like that was fucking horrid.
They always say that small market teams are like the worst case scenario for the NBA. Wrong. Small market teams that don't have their stars are worst case scenario because I could sit through Atlanta, Milwaukee if they're playing. But there was nothing going on tonight that had my attention. Like, I could not wait for this game to be over. And it wasn't even interesting. Like, there was no energy besides maybe Bobby Portis. It felt like Atlanta, I'm going to take this from you, Alf, because I saw it on Twitter, but it's true. They didn't get a loose ball all night.
No.
Like, this game was so fucking disgusting. It was like watching middle school basketball.
It was dog shit. And this series feels like it's lasting forever. There's something about this season because I think there was like literally no breaks all season. It was like a game every night. It felt like it. Maybe it's because we're doing shows after every fucking game now. But it felt like boom, boom, boom. And then this, I guess because a little more space, but it seems like this series has been going on for a month. Am I the only one that feels that way?
No, it feels like it's been going on forever. And then this game, it was like a 17-point game from like opening tip.
Yeah.
And like it would get down to like 9, but didn't really feel like 9 because like it was just like, you know, they're gonna hit 2 threes and like it was just like an arm distance game the entire fucking game. It was just so boring. And like the highlight of the entire game was Bobby fucking Portis, G.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I don't want to live in a world where Bobby Portis is the main fucking storyline. Like, I just don't want to live in that
Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes, this is not a Tuesday night on League Pass. Like, this game wouldn't make it to the NBA TV on a Tuesday night. They'd have flexed the shit out of it.
Wouldn't watch that shit. Wouldn't catch me dead. I wouldn't even gamble on that game. That's how, like,
why would you?
Why would I want to risk everything on what Bobby Portis and Brook Lopez do? I mean, a good friend of mine is a Hawks fan, and he's like, we're losing to Bobby fucking Portis. This is the most Atlanta shit ever. And this is a dude that has been through all of the, listen, Atlanta's fucking cursed. And he's like, it doesn't get more cursed than losing to Bobby Portis, who Reggie Miller called, and I quote, crazy eyes.
wait, Brass. Mm-hmm. I think we have an example of that, do we not?
We sure do.
Like, look at this crazy discount Kevin Garnett motherfucker. First of all, the weird fucking high five and butt slap on Kevin. And look at him. Look at him. That motherfucker
is
insane.
He's like looking at a direction, but he's also not looking anywhere.
The resemblance is uncanny.
I mean, he's an insane person. We should not, honestly, we should not be fucking highlighting his ass.
He looks like an NBA 2K creative player. Like, it's just so the average John Doe creative player.
Somebody said on Twitter, it was the most, it's perfect description of Bobby Portis. He looks like who you would cast as a basketball player in a basketball movie. Right, but like he looks like an extra from just
the movies.
I mean, he looks like an extra from Just Right. Like he doesn't look like he's quite in enough shape to play professional basketball.
Right,
but he's tall enough
to be cast in the role.
Yeah, to stand next to Dwayne Wade and Common and you know, look like a center. But I mean, this game was just awful. Like, if Trey and Giannis can't play the next game, Moose, are you even watching?
Oh, God. I mean, do we have a show that night? That's the only reason.
I say we might have a hangover time, so we might have
You don't have to watch. Like, I won't even make you watch.
I don't always watch. Is Tiff on? If Tiff's on, I'm not watching. I mean, like, I'll watch the show. I'm on the show, but I'm not watching the game if Tiff's on. She can handle the basketball talk for me.
That's true.
Yeah, just do a Moose at the Movies. Don't watch that.
Exactly.
Shit.
I'm coming back next week with a vengeance. I'm in the middle of a terrible film.
I'm invested in White Dwayne Wade. I'm. This is his time. I'm Bogey.
No, Bogey. He commits some of the dumbest fouls I've ever seen.
I love Bogey. Don't
he just like care. He just gives up. He just like.
I'm in on this Hawks team, guys, because Gallinari. I've never felt proud to be Italian. I was like, I come from a bunch of fucking. I'm half Colombian, half Italian. So the Italian part is a bunch of fucking filthy colonizers that I don't rep, except for Gallinari. He makes me proud. I was like, I do the hand thing, you know, I'm into it. If he puts a dude in the post, I'm like screaming. I'm great. I love it. I'm in on
this. Brass, we need to get one a Koofy for when he starts going off on this colonizer shit.
That's right, like, one of my favorite. So I never like those tweets, like when they come up, because like I was like, is it bad if I like it? I always think they're funny. It's like, I'll always laugh and I'll send it to the group chat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, I don't want to retweet this, but I really want to because it's like legit hilarious.
It's one thing to send it in our group chat. It's another thing to send it out to the world.
Yeah, it's the wrong.
funny you're afraid to retweet that because some of your fucking tweets lately have been just
garbage.
Thank you, Brass.
Segway. That's where I was.
Where I was.
Like, can I get into this?
Can you guys explain and then I'll defend myself.
I didn't see all of them. I just heard. I woke up this morning and everyone's like, take the Twitter account away from Gianni. I was like, wait, it's his own personal. Like, I can't do that. But like, you were railing against the fraud Suns and like mad that CP3 is going to the fucking finals. Like, the feel good story of the playoffs and like you're
of joy. That's all it is. Anytime somebody's happy, here he comes to wreck the day.
He immediately after the game went in our group chat and he started just railing on. It's like, you know, honestly, like Chris Paul,
reading the group chat.
And like, it's even the way he writes it.
It was just like, dude, will you fucking chill out? We're all feeling like, man, this is very cool.
But he wasn't supposed to put it in the fucking on the timeline.
And I'm
right?
like, dude, I said, right. Gianni, exactly. Don't put this on the timeline. He's like, I almost did. 5 minutes later, I'm like scrolling the timeline. I'm like, oh, well, there it is. He let it out of the fucking bag. So
what
he
is
said,
your beef? What is it?
So like the one that he said, so Trilly said, how is Tyler Hero the next Devin Booker when Tyler only needed a year to get to the finals while Book had to get carried by CP3?
Funny tweet.
So then G said Suns got only injured teams along the way. LMAO, everyone needs to slow down. You said it's gross. CP, an overhyped dude, gonna have fluke rings.
Wow. I mean,
come on, man. You've tweeted out some bad shit, but that one, like,
first of all, explain yourself in the context of the Raptors winning one of the most fraudulent titles of all time. And go.
Shout out to YoungSnap69, nice, for the tier one sub. You have access to our very lovely emotes, so shout out to you. Listen, I gotta break this down into pieces. It's a little weird to me the way that people are talking about Chris Paul, because this has not been the conversation around Chris Paul. Chris Paul was a punchline for a lot of people, right? Like, I think we here, like at Heapy, like I've always liked Chris Paul and have been like a proponent of how good he is and stuff like that. And I think like a conversation of like rings are all that matters, like pretty ridiculous. I mean, I do think that rings do matter, because the reason we do this exercise is to win one, right? But I think that like CP is like an all-time great like player and like everything. I think that the way he's being covered is annoying. It's like almost like he's this like weird messiah for like these players that were good, right? Like obviously like Devin Booker is a good player. Like obviously like DeAndre's like gotten a lot better, and like Jaker, like they have good players, and CP did not get there and like show these young folks how to play basketball. Like that's how it feels like. The idea like he got like MVP push was like patently absurd. He's not even like the best player on his team sometimes, right? So like obviously like he's really great, right? And like I just think that the way that everyone is universally celebrating him is weird. And I was a little bored on Twitter last night, so I was like, how can I light a match? Obviously I don't mean what I'm saying, I'm just got bored. It was a Wednesday night on Twitter, and I was like, you know, I haven't incited violence in a while, so I was like, let me light a match and see what happens. And I didn't even like do a tweet. I responded to some Raptor people's tweets, and I responded to Trilly. Yeah, cool. I didn't like put it on the like my main TL. Like I just kind of responded, and then I wanted to see like what would happen. I was kind of bored.
Yeah, but you responded to Trilly, who has like crazy interactions on his account. Yeah, like,
he knew what the fuck he was doing.
So you're telling me either you have just horrible takes, or you're a fucking fraud. It's one of the two.
Let me explain to you what happened there. I was actually going to tweet it from like my main like timeline, whatever. But like Chris Herring has recently followed me, and like people like I really like that followed me. So I don't want to get them mad at me. So I'm just like, I'm just going to do this in replies where they'll never see. Because like if I just tweet out like some like bullshit like CP take, like these people
they
that like I really
you. They muted you immediately after they followed you. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I
you're
mean, all making, the Sixers.
You have nothing to worry
this,
about.
Saying this shit makes it worse.
No, yeah, it is.
You know
that,
what?
Right? I'm not defending what I did. I was just kind of bored, and I wanted to light a fire.
But you know what it is? Like, honestly, if you would explain it the way you kind of did just there, where like CP3 is almost getting too much credit for what other guys are doing, like I hate that. You know, like Devin Booker didn't learn how to play because Chris Paul taught him to.
That's my
like,
point.
Now Ayton, with a capable point guard, is that's a better player be. Because yes. Big men, I mean, Ayton said it himself. Someone in the comments said it. Big men like Ayton, guy, rim runners, guys like him do play better with a capable point guard. And Chris Paul is that. But what we are going to do is just like say, you know, shit on Chris Paul, because we did that. Miami Heat beat did it when I was at Five Reasons we did it.
Well, we didn't shit on Chris Paul here.
Well, when it was time to when everyone was saying, oh no, we can't trade for Chris Paul.
No, but I
well, you can't have that contract on your team. I did it on
Screen Room today. Like we went through that. That was a can he stay healthy thing. And if he's not, because like
then listen, we have to all eat our fucking words at this point.
But
like,
that's not shitting on him. That's questioning a 30-plus-year-old's health.
Okay, like, but I'm just saying the
dude's hurt every year.
The dude stayed healthy. The dude has led his team to the finals. Yes, they got breaks along the way, but every finals team gets breaks along the way. Mm-hmm. Look at the fucking Bucks.
Did Miami get a break last year?
Every time Miami has made the finals, we've gotten a couple of things that have gone our way. Yes.
What went Miami's way?
Every last season.
The 3 months off because of COVID?
No, no, but during the playoff run. Everybody was healthy. I know Giannis got hurt in game 3, but that series was over.
Yes, but if there wasn't a fucking break before the playoffs, like... I can't believe
that you're team bubble fraud. I can't believe it.
No, I'm not team bubble fraud.
Jesus Christ. There are multiple steps in between. Like,
fans, remember who's with you and remember who's against you. That's all I'm going to say.
Fuck you.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All of Heat Twitter knows you're against them, Johnny.
That's all I'm gonna say.
All your Raptors minions were all up in
I got canceled for Heat Twitter. I called a very nice person bad names who was a Laker fan for Heat Twitter. Listen, I got canceled for you guys. You know that Clorox ad on the bottom of the Bucks court? I told some Laker fans to do stuff to Clorox that wasn't very nice. Listen, I got in trouble with Blue Wire for doing stuff for you guys, for Heat fans. I incited violence.
Shut up. Brass, can we show the evidence of why Pat Bev belongs in prison?
Oh my god.
Like, look at this fucking punk. And okay, so everyone's seen the clip, right?
What's Frank Kaminsky doing? Why
is what I want to fucking know. Like, Frank Kaminsky, you are the worst kind of fucking friend. Cool. Like, that is the worst kind. Look at him. Look at him.
Come on, Patrick.
And, like, the obligatory, push to the elbow when everybody else comes in. Like, the rest of the guys, like, Jay Crowder's like, they need me next, in the finals.
Yeah, Jay Crowder was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But Kaminsky, like, you have nothing to lose. Like, you don't play anyway.
You're not going to lose any minutes, buddy.
You know what happened to Tyler Hansbrough for doing something to D-Wade when UD was playing? That's right. You remember that?
Yeah, but I mean,
laid his ass out. Mm-hmm. Frank Kaminsky's like, "Nah, fam, I got brunch tomorrow. Can't be out here getting in trouble."
What is Kaminsky worried about? Like, first of all, they'll pay your fine, bro. Like, don't worry about that.
Barrel. Can't be out here getting in trouble.
Like, but that was insane.
He worked at Crate and Barrel.
Did Beverly say anything about, like, did Chris Paul say? Is Chris Paul say something to him?
So
it looks like he made a little,
because
like,
I watch that and I, he like,
you guys are bearing the lead here.
Well, in the immediate passing, there was nothing said between them. No, but my theory is that
CP3 might have hit him in the nuts. That. I can't put it past CP3.
But he might have been like pussy or something, or a bitch, or like he might have said something real quick.
No, I think they were just chatting throughout the game, and then in that specific moment, he was walking off, but he just gave him a look. So the chatting throughout the game plus that little look just pushed him over.
But you're down by like, it's just like 5 minutes left. You're down by like 20. I mean, it was just, it was such an insane time.
I have a theory.
Good gamer Aya has.
Oh, I can't wait to hear your theory.
Mans was salty. Like, that's all it was. Like, here's my
thing. Thank you for condensing what I said. Yes.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Pat Bev, you cannot be the troll all game, right? It's like me. I fuck with people all day on Twitter. And then one day, if somebody says some shit to me and I get all fucking, I get all upset. And like, bro, you can't be the troll all day, all game, fucking with people, laughing on the bench, blah, blah, blah. You're the fucking Billy Badass hardcore player. And then somebody says a little sneak diss to you. Mm-hmm. And you just like a little, like a fucking a child throwing a tantrum and like pushing another player. Like, come on, because you lost. Like, dude, it's just such weak sauce by Pat Beverly. Like, and it just fits his whole fucking profile. He's just like, fake fucking tough guy. Just, it's like what Russell Westbrook said, Pat Bev, fool y'all. Like, he's not even that good of a defender. He's just really
He was really good this series.
I disagree with you. I will stand Patrick Beverly, the defender.
He's a little overrated.
He's a good defender, but he is.
He's a good on-ball guy.
He is overrated as far as a defender. He's a good defender.
Overrated, but I don't mind.
How fast would you take him on the Heat?
Oh, my God, in a split second. I didn't even want to cut him first time.
I don't want Pat
that
Bev.
After me. That shit, I don't know.
I don't want Pat Bev. I don't want Bobby Portis.
What's your theory? You say you have a theory. What's your theory?
I think he was like kind of what everybody said. He was mad, and he's like, I wonder if I push CP, if I can get him to retaliate and get his ass ejected for game one of the finals.
CP3 and Chris Paul's not
like
that
out
dumb.
Of petty. Like his last ditch. Like all, I'll take you down with me.
Pat Beverly doesn't look like a man who thinks a lot of steps ahead to me. I'm sorry. I might be judging a book by its cover, but I don't know if he knows where his next meal is coming from half the time. Like that guy, he doesn't seem like chess guy. He doesn't even look like checkers guy. He looks like fucking tiddlywinks. Like the dude is not 10 steps ahead of the, let me see if I can get Chris Paul suspended. No, he's like, Pat Bev angry, Pat Bev push. And he's a fucking idiot. When Pat Bev plays pickup, he shows up in jeans. Bro, Pat Bev is a guy at the gym with a polo shirt on. Like, have you ever seen that guy?
I hate that guy.
He's at the gym with like jean shorts and a polo. Like taking
and
up
always big headphones. Always big headphones.
And taking up the chest press machine. You're like, bro, like what are you even doing? Like, what are you doing? You can't even get a range of motion in that fucking Ralph Lauren polo.
Can I say something about
that? And he doesn't even have Ralph Lauren polo. He has that Swap Shop Polo Club.
No, it's Tommy Hilfiger.
No, he don't even have Tommy Hilfiger. He has Tommy Hilgiffer.
Yeah. Hilfinger.
Hilfinger. Yeah.
Hilfiger.
Remember when we canceled Tommy Hilfiger?
Did we?
Yeah, he said he didn't want black people wearing his clothes. And
what the fuck?
My black friends are like, "Well, I'm not throwing away my clothes, so this guy's fucked."
I remember when Timberland said they don't make clothes for urban youth, and we still rock them shits anyway. Like, you ain't taking our Tims. It's like when Chick-fil-A says something racist or homophobic. You're like, man, that chicken slaps though.
So good though. So good. No, but fuck them.
I've never gone.
So good.
You've never been to Chick-fil-A? Yeah, no. Whatever. I'm sorry.
No, I refuse. Like, I don't believe in what they stand for. So on Sundays, I refuse.
I'm the same.
And I feel like I still shop at Publix, which makes me feel like a hypocrite.
Yeah, you are. Like, honestly,
you could say that about every business, G. I'm with you.
This whole boycott.
I'm like, I feel like a bad person when I shop at Publix. But what am I gonna do? Go to Winn-Dixie? Oh, I'm a person. Okay, I deserve nice things. Delay.
That's fine. Gee, be honest. When Pat Bev, when he pushed CP3, did you do like a little fist pump?
I gotta be totally honest with you. I was not looking at. I was watching the game and I was like doing other things and I totally missed that. And I saw it on Twitter later.
No.
Tiff is mad at us because we say we eat Chick-fil-A.
I know,
Tiff,
but Chick-fil-A.
I didn't say Tiff. That sandwich slaps, man. I said I've never been to a Chick-fil-A.
Good though. Sundays, you know, I refuse.
I haven't been to Chick-fil-A.
Pride month
probably
ends, and suddenly you guys are shilling Chick-fil-A. I see how it is.
I am not shilling. Hey,
no. Pride month was a day ago.
Nobody else should eat Chick-fil-A and get that line down.
So. You go to get a chicken tender sub.
Don't eat anywhere, and
just don't eat.
Yeah,
don't buy Goya
just
products.
Don't eat. Do the Pat Bev.
Oh yeah, no.
I don't buy Goya products anymore.
I don't either. Which has made canned garbanzo beans like really annoying now because I liked the Goya ones.
Is this where we're going with the conversation?
Brass, take me out.
That's rough.
Schmeath and Schmolnick says, "Why does G have Alf Schilling chicken?" And honestly, I gotta say, it is kind of racist what's happening right now.
Listen, do you remember the Chappelle skit? Never mind.
Gee, go ahead, get canceled.
Yeah.
Oh man, that colonizer talk was like 15 minutes ago. Oof, how time has changed.
Okay, but Johnny, I need to hear something. So, another thing you said in the chat, I don't know if you put this on the timeline, but I'm going to put it out there anyway.
That's fine.
You said that if you're rooting for the Hawks to win the series.
Yes, 100%.
But you said that if Milwaukee gets in the finals, you would root for Milwaukee over the Phoenix Suns.
Yep.
How?
Well, I think it's. I think I'd rather have lost to the defending champs than to a team that everyone makes fun of and for being a loser. So that's one thing, right? It makes me feel better as a fan. Second reason is I like Giannis, and I I've had too many bad takes invested in Phoenix players. I don't need them to win and my life to be a mess. I'd rather
you're so fucking selfish.
I'm literally making your life a mess, like in other ways. Like you're just compounding it.
Yeah. But let me be in control of that. I don't want old shit to come up.
Let me. Okay. We have a request. Someone says take him out, Brass. Well, yeah, that too. But somebody wants us to go to the family. Shamley Matters Club. I'm sorry, I forgot because it took us so long to figure something out. And then we came up today with Nepotism Matters and fuck.
That's private, but it's better.
Fuck, man.
We might have to change that. So Thanasis Antetokounmpo, I say Antetokounmpo really quick because I know I'm not saying it right. He played tonight, big minutes. So let's go to our Shamley Matters segment.
He's the biggest scrub in the family.
Thanasis.
Okay. So we don't have actual clips of Thanasis playing because it went by so quickly, it was hard to actually condense it.
They were cutting the commercial. They're like, nobody cares.
I see him. That was like the Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Oh shit, he's out. So we just clipped his.
Oh, good. No, so much better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank God. I didn't want to do it, but
somebody had to.
Okay, so we do have his box score. Pretty impressive.
Did Thanasis do that?
One steal. Three fouls.
He had 3 fouls in 2 minutes.
Wow. Balled out.
he came in, and every time he came in, he did nothing but foul. Like, he does not know how to play. There was a clip I did want a clip, but it was so short. I guess off of a pick and roll, his guy dives. He goes to the basket, not looking at his man, looking at the ball with his hand up, which is kind of like what you're supposed to do to kind of deflect any.
Right.
But his man cuts back out to the fucking corner, and he's just keeps running. He just keeps running like that, and he ends up underneath the hoop. And I'm like, bro, like, geez, like, you watch enough basketball to not be this fucking bad.
You know how bad you have to be to have the last name Antetokounmpo on the Bucks and you get 2 minutes of playing time, like at best. Yeah. He sucks. He is really, really bad at basketball.
He's so bad that they have to play like Pat Connaughton like 35 minutes a game.
But does he play for any other team in the NBA? Like if he gets cut this offseason.
No, he's going back to the Westchester Knicks.
Who wins a one on one? Thanasis or Zoran?
Oh, I was gonna get there, Zoran. Like he and Zoran are first teamers. Yeah,
Zoran balls him up.
Yeah,
but I continue to be impressed, like by a guy who has five or six stints in a game, and can't log more than a minute or two. Like it literally has to be in Giannis's contract that he has to come like, that he comes in the game, because there's no other reason like. They put him in and they pull him out immediately. Like he just, it just has to be like in Giannis's contract. My brother has to get some minutes every game.
What a good brother. My brother wouldn't do that for me.
No.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. I wouldn't do that for you either, G. I want to call out Ace here in the chat because it was actually a great point there. Thanasis is how you pay a max player over the allowed max. That's right there. That's called bookkeeping. I like that.
I keep trying to put the – okay, there you go. Yes, Thanasis is how you pay a max player over the – like, I bet Thanasis just lives with Giannis, and he's like, just give me your check.
That's exactly what it is.
Thanasis is just a tax writer for Giannis at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, that poor guy. Ugh.
Poor guy.
I mean
– Dude's making millions wearing the skinniest jeans I've ever seen in my life on the sideline. Good for him.
How much is he making?
Too much.
More than he should.
If he's making league minimum, it's too much.
Thanasis.
Are you looking up his salary for him?
I am.
It has to be a minimum.
Brass, can you hit me with another Thanasis drop?
1.7 million.
I hadn't heard it cut up.
Did Thanasis do that? Thanasis. Thanasis.
Thanasis. I sent you like five takes.
You sent four. I'll play them. How about I play them all at once? How about that?
He's the biggest scrub in the family.
So good,
Brass. I looked up his G League stats, his career stats, 29.9 minutes per game, 12.4 points per game, 5 rebounds, 1.8 assists.
That guy does not get called up.
No, never.
If his last name isn't...
Fuck, no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
There's absolutely no way. Like, there's no other 12-point... A 30-minute a game, 12-point a game, G League getting called up. Nice. There should be a fucking Trump organization-level investigation into this fucking... It's tax fraud what the fucking Antetokounmpo family is doing. They're circumventing the salary cap. Moose is right. I mean
that's
right.
A good point. Ace was right. Like, I think that's right. Genius. That's some Andy right. Ellsberg shit.
Shmita Shmolik says Thanasis had a higher salary this season than Duncan Robinson. Like, literally, crazy. Like, there should be
that's fucked up.
That's a federal wild. Investigation. Like, there has to be some kind of law against this shit. Like, this is what's wrong
gonna,
with Chad.
This is a misery rule.
Honestly, like
the next CBA, the Thanasis clause. You can't have any brothers, any family members.
Like, siblings of star players should have exactly. to go through like a competency test, and then or like they should be like a civilian review board that like goes through Thanasis's highlights. And, you know, just watches him foul players for no reason, flex after a dunk that doesn't count.
You don't deserve this money.
Come on.
Thanasis.
Come on. We're not giving you $1.7 million. Like, no way. It's fraud. No. The Bucks are frauds.
Yeah, that's garbage. This man can't go to the fucking finals.
I already did.
Gianni, this guy can't go to the finals.
Yeah, no, he can't.
That's the
tax write-off can't. Can we just call him tax write-off? Does that mean?
The taxes.
The taxes, you be.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.